All right, so last week. So last week we went through Tosfos in Shabbos, which is also the rush right here in Tfilas HaShachar, and their shita is that by Arvis, the idea of Rishus does not really mean literally it's optional. It's not talking about the nature of the that the chova is meaning there's no chova, but rather they hold that there is a definite mitzvah and a chiyuv to be mispalel arvis, but that the nature of the chiyuv is different. The nature of the chiyuv is different. And I would say, I'm not sure exactly how I said it last week, but I would say that the nature of the chiyuv is different because when Anshei Knesset HaGadola were being mesakein, there was not a corresponding avodas korban in Arvis. But, and therefore, it has a different nature than Shacharis and Mincha. And the way they formulated it was exactly like the way Tosfos puts it, and the Rush. That's why he brings the two ideas. Teda, that Yaakov tikein Arvis, and also the idea of the Evarim and Pedarim. In other words, the Evarim and Pedarim say that they were masaking it, the model that they used in Migdash, in the area of Avoda, even though it's not a separate mitzvah's carbon, but the nature of the Avoda that they made it correspond to is one where it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, but it's not ma'akev. And secondly, which is really the other side of the coin, that they said that one cannot be, they formulated it, that one cannot be, in other words, how did they formulate the idea that it's not ma'akev? So they formulated it that you cannot be mevatel et lechinam, because Maariv is an important institution, and as a Jew, you should desire to do Maariv just like Yaakov Avinu was desirous to do Maariv and made sure to do it. But if there is some reason, be it in the nature of Tircha or Mitzvah, then that's not considered Bittul Bechinam. Then you're not being Mevatel Maariv. So that's how the Rush and Tosfos formulate the institution of Maariv. But as I'm just trying to point out that it starts off being different because it doesn't have a corresponding idea in Migdash. That's why it has a different nature. But if you'll ask me, but why did they want to have Maariv? Oh, the answer is because Teda, Yaakov Avinu did. And that's really what David HaMelech said, Erev Vokav et Sarayim. They wanted that there should be a corresponding tefillah to each Zman of the Yom. Erev Vokav et Sarayim, just like the Avos did it. So a person should have a desire to have that kind of a Yom, that you experience tefillah in each chelak of the Yom. That's it. That's something that's very important and should be something that a person does unless there's some other, you know, extenuating circumstance. But of course, that only applies to Marav itself, again, for the reason that it doesn't have a corresponding avoda. So that's why it has, if you want to call it a compromised formulation, but that's why it has it. And that's why Shachris and Mincha don't. That's the Rush and Tosis. Or the Re, right? I think it's the Re who says it. But then you have the Bahag. And the Bahag learns that Marav is truly Rishus. That's it. It's completely different than Shachris and Mincha. It's Rishus. But then he says something which we actually weren't sure what he meant last week, where I'm quoting the Rabbeinu Yonah, who quotes him, where he says, "Da afagav the tefilas arvis rishus, kevan shemispalal osa kavah lav chova. Ulefigach tzarach lachzor uspal shachris shtayim." And that's also the reason why the Gemara had to give the reason, "Ein mekadshin as a chodesh," why you don't go back if you left out Yalav Yava in Arvis. But exactly what he means, that Kevan Shemispalo saw Kovalov Chova, we didn't really define or even or come to any idea what he means. What does he mean by that? Does it mean once, twice, 10 times? We don't know. Okay. Well, we're going to hopefully clarify that. Now, the rest of the Rabbeinu Yonah, we already pointed out, is not the rest, but the Re is good. The way he talks about the Re is good. But then when he starts of Alakati Kasha is simply incomprehensible. And in fact, I saw over the weekend that the Madne Yontef on the Rush also, yes, all the same, many of these kind of kashas. It just, it's not right here. But the last lines of that Rabbeinu Yonah, he says something which also catches your eye. And he says like this, "Vaharav alfasi zal kosvam shnehem bepirkin lakaman." That the Rif wrote both these opinions, meaning Bali Tosfos, the Rush, you know, the Re, and the opinion of the Bahag later in the Perek. V'nira midvarav shesomech yoser al tiritz bal halacha zal. Avalamori harav nira sha'acher yoser ikar. Kamosha kasavnu. So, you take a look, that's what we should do now. Let's take a look at this riff. Because it strikes you that he says that he wrote both of them. So you would imagine that he quoted some opinion, whatever, the Gaonim and the Bahag, and you expect it was presented as two opinions, and then he tells you which one he holds like. But if you take a look at the Rif, it doesn't turn out that way. So take a look. The Rif is later. Right, I think Daf Yotess in your riff. Or it starts at the very bottom of Yuches Amabez, maybe. Right, Tfilas Erev Ein Lakeva. My Ein Lakeva. Ein Akeva Kemand Omar Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Right, the Gemara's Kash is, why does the Mishnah say Tfilas Erev Ein Lakeva? It should have said Tfilas Erev Ein Akol Alayla. So it wants to let you know another idea. That it's Rishus. All right, so now he says like this. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Tfilas Arvis Rav Gamliel Omer Chova Rav Yeshua Omer Rishus Abaye Omer Halacha Kedivrei Omer Chova V'Rav Omer Halacha Kedivrei Omer Rishus. All right, the Rif has different Manda Amrim than we do. V'Kaimalon Da Halacha K'Rava. And we hold Halachas like Rava, and in our world it's Halachas K'Rav. Okay, whatever. Miyo. Okay, so let's go from there. V'kaimalon d'alachi k'rava, mihu hana mili hechi d'lot soli le'klal. That's where you didn't daven it at all. Aval hecha d'tzoli le' l'tfilas arvis, but where you do daven mariv, kfar shav yalechova, you have now ipso facto rendered it into a chova to you. V'itoi hodol resha, and if you make a mistake, in fact, you have to go back to the beginning. Kidamrin and Amar Rava tov lo hiskesh rosh chodesh ba'arvis e machzir naso she'e mekachin es chodesh el beyom. V'shamina mina shimto ba'arvis b'shabbos o b'yom tovim shemachzir naso. So you see from that Gemara that the only reason you don't go back is because of this separate reason of a mekachin es chodesh b'layla. Halav hachi, of course you would go back. And in fact, that's what he says. That what do you hear? What do you deduce from that? That if you made a mistake of a Friday night davening or Yontif Balayla, then of course you would go back. If you said the wrong Amida, whatever you did, you'd have to go back. Vamrina Nami, and we also, and it also says, Tov Elo Ispal Arvis Mispal Shachus Shnayim Veha Divrei Akolhi Dehaleka Manda Polagalei. In other words, the halacha that you have to do tashlumin for Mariv is according to everybody. There's no one who argues with such a thing. Vafil lemandama rishus chovahu delesa aval mitzvah isa. So now the riff says that how do you explain the Gemara that there's tashlumin for Mariv? The answer is that even according to the guy who said, the mandamo says Rishus, he just means it's not a chova, but of course there's a mitzvah. So you lacked in your mitzvah, you lacked in your whatever you were obligated in. So you have to do it again. And then he ends off, idna nog alma l'shav yekachova. But now the minig of the world is to treat it like a chova. So this whole riff, first of all, he does not seem to say there's two shitas going on here. But the whole thing really is contradictory. Because when he wants to explain the idea of tashlumin, he tells you that according to the Manda Omer of Rishus, it's definitely a mitzvah. It's just not a chova, whatever that means. But I mean, right, maybe he means like Tosis. Right? Tosis has the same thing. It's a mitzvah. It's just not a chovah, meaning if you have another mitzvah, whatever, that, right? That the mitzvah veres or a tircha, etc. But then, if you maintain that, then why did he start off the way he did? Why did he say aval hecha that soli leilatzvias arvis kvar shavi alechova v'itoi hodol ereisha? No, the reason why you have itoi hodol ereisha is because it's a mitzvah. Why do you have to say because you already davened it? You right that soli le that therefore you rendered it shavi. You rendered it equal to a chova. No, the reason will be simply because you hold, even though it's Rishus, Rishus only means it's not a chova, but of course it's a mitzvah. And since it's a mitzvah, just like you have to do tashlumin, so of course if you make a mistake, you got to correct the mistake. So the whole riff is contradictory. What sheet is he holding like? Menei Obey, you don't know what he holds. And Rabbeinu Yonah, I think it's a little surprising, but he wants to say he said both shitas. A very, very strange way for a Rishon to interpret another Rishon when the other Rishon doesn't seem to say he's saying two shitas. I mean, I understand what Rabbeinu Yonah's motive is, and he wants to get out of a complete contradiction, but it doesn't seem that the riff reads that way. The riff is one smooth presentation, except the whole thing is a contradiction. Yeah, I guess when the Rif says at the end, Va'idin Noga Alma Kachova, now he means, even though we don't understand what the whole Rif means, but at least we can explain that, that means that now we don't treat it any longer like a mitzvah, but like a chova, so now you can't say mitzvah veres, or sharile hemyone. Oh, by the way, that's the correct pronunciation. I mean, at least it seems that most guys pronounce it that way. Hemyone. I was reading hamine because of the two yuds. I don't know what they do with the second yud, but it's hemyone. Don't ask me. I don't know enough Aramaic grammar. But anyhow, but that's what you would say. You would say that's what chova would mean. That those things wouldn't apply anymore. A guy couldn't say, I undid my belt, now I'm going to finish eating and then I'll daven. No, sorry. You undid your belt, who cares? Marav is a chova, get up and daven. That's, I guess, what the minig would be. So what came back to me, I remembered the second Reb Chaim in Tefillah. I didn't remember that the Rif is actually mentioned in that Reb Chaim. But I somehow did remember that it has something to do with this Gemara about Rishus. So the Reb Chaim, I want to take up the Reb Chaim. Because I'm convinced, that the Reb Chaim is a solution. And of course, in his own subtle Reb Chaim way, there's a solution, or you could see how he learns the Rif and how he solves the whole problem. So I'd like to take a look at the Reb Chaim. Some of it, Rebbe and I worked out this now, but the truth is I did cheat a little bit. I went back to another shiur he gave in this Reb Chaim many, many years ago. I don't know how many years ago. You know, within the last 20, I think, but back then. So let's take a look at that Reb Chaim. All right, so the Rambam is Perek Yud Halacha Vav. Misha Haya Omeid Betfila. Vinizkar Shekvar Hispalel Posek Vafilu Beemtza Bracha. So if a person is in the middle of a Shachris or Mincha and he remembers that he already said Shachris or Mincha, in other words, he is already Yotzei his Chiyuv, so he stops the tefillah immediately, even in the middle of a bracha. Because to go any further would be saying brachas levatalas, since he already did his tefillah schova. Vim hoisa tefillah sarvis. Eino posek. Shelo hispalalosa mitchila ela aldas she'eina chova. Adkan l'shana. But Marav is different. Here the Rambam says, even though the guy knows he davened Marav already, it makes no difference. He doesn't stop because he only undertook Marav on the knowledge that it's not a chova. It's Rishus. And therefore, he could continue. Uva sagazal ein kan nachas ruach. And the Ravid says, very vague hasaga, which the Kesef Mishnah, as we'll see, takes one way, but I don't know if we're going to do it at all. The second part of the Reb Chaim is really showing that he doesn't like the Kesef Mishnah's explanation of the saga. Okay, although he doesn't openly say that. All right, I am Bekesef Mishnah, Shapirish Hasaga Mishum the Sphirle the Gam Tfilas Arvis Kiblua Bachova Vidino Shaposek Beemsa Habracha. All right? So the Kesa Mishnah understood the Hasaga to mean that since today it's Ha'idna Kiblu Aleinu Kechova, so it has the same din as Shachar Semincha. We'll come back to that. And therefore, since it has the same din as Shachar Semincha, he's Posek Be'emsa, you a Yotze Yerchiev. And therefore, you can't go any further. Uledas HaRambam Tzarech Lomar Daha Dechova Unedava Lo Mitztarfi Hu Mishum Dehein Chalukin Be'etzem HaChefza Shal Tfila Dezu Tfilas Chova Vezu Tfilas Nedava. In other words, just to add a little, that Shachris has been instituted not just insofar as the mitzvah of tefillah deraisa, but it was niskan corresponding to the tamid shel Shachris. It's a chefza shel chova, just like carbon tumet shel shachar is a chefza of a carbon chova. And now shachris has the same din, it's avodas chova. And the same thing with mincha. As opposed to a tfilas nedava, which corresponds to a carbon nedava. So it's a different entity, it's a different chafza. Va'arvis din rishusu nedava law. And Mariv, since it does not correspond to any carbon chova, it is in its essence, the entity is an entity of nedava, of rishus. V'ha dekavu alachova perusho shekavu chova al atzman lispal al tfilis rishus nedava aval atfila batzmus nedava rishusi. And when you say that they accepted upon themselves as a chova, they mean that there's an obligation, a chi of gavra, to be mispalel a tfilas nedava. It's like a person taking a neder that he's going to bring a carbon nedava. It's a chov, But the entity is an entity of nedava. But the tefillah, as I just said, bats Musa is nedava rishusi. Kevan de beikar takonas vechovas tefillah ain a rak rishus nedava. As I just explained. Okay. Va'al kein shapir pasak harambam. The Arvis hol vihi bats musa rishus nedava mitzarefes im tfilas nedava dechad mina nino ushare tfilas dehavyin chova beikar milsayo havyin shremini velo mitzarfi im nedava. So that's the explanation of the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Vav. So Marav, you don't have to be posek because you're being mispalel a chefza shel nedava. So now you'll be mashlemit as a chefza shel nedava. There's no tarta de sasri in the nature of the Chefta Shel Tefillah that you are producing and engaged in. As opposed to Shachris and Mincha. So that's the Rambam. Now listen to this. Vihine Berif Bidin Tfilas Arvis Rishus Siyem Zelishono Miyohana Mili Hechadalot Sali Le Klal Aval Hechadat Sali Le Tfilas Arvis Kfar Shavia Le Lechova Vichule Vafila Mandoma Rishus Chova Hudalesa Aval Mitzvah Isa Vea Idne Nog Alma Le Shavia Kachova. So he quotes the riff that we just did. Right? Call Yisrael. I don't remember his exact lashon. V'chule lispal al tefilas arvis. V'kiblu aleihem kitfilas chova. V'nira de hishmid ha de kasav harif. The Mishahishil is Spalel Shav Yachova. In other words, the riff really has two cases of Shav Yalechova, as so to speak. One is by the Yachid. That's in his opening at the beginning. That he says it's Rishus, but that's Hanamili where he did it Delot Salile. But if he's Salile, Shav Yalechova. That's halach in the yachid. Then at the end, he's talking about what the nihug of the tzibor was. That at some point in time, they were all makabalit as a chova. Now the Rambam only has the last instance, right? That the whole Klal Yisrael was makabal aleihem kechova. So that caught Reb Chaim's eye that the Rambam left out the case of what happened before the tzibor was makabalit. He doesn't have the idea of a yachid being makabal, or a yachid is shavya lekechova. So that's what he says now. V'nira the hishmid had the kasva rift to mishah hischel spal shavya chova. Dahave din be'atzmusa shel hatfila. The mishah hischel spalel nases chova me'alehel. The lefiza atzfila ba'atzma shanyehi mitzfilas nedava. Okay, now he says something that's sounds astounding. I mean, or the defies explanation. That what? That the Rambam left out the Rif's halacha about the yachid. Why? Because that concept is not talking about a chovas gavra. But that's a din in the very etzem hatfila. That the minute you start davening mariv, it converts from a rishus to a chova. It becomes a chova meileha. The lefiza tefila b'atzma shanyehi mitzfilas nedava. It's no longer a tefilas nedava. What does that mean? Mariv is Rishus. And yet when you start davening it, it automatically just transmutation takes place. Sounds like alchemy. It becomes a chova, meileha. V'arambam the sover the tefilas arvis bat smusa hav yachad mina im tefilas nedava. But the Rambam who holds, as we just explained, that Mariv in its very as an entity is a nedava al kain hishmit v'siim rak had kavua kachova. That's why the Rambam left out that other case, because that would contradict what he holds that it's rishus in its essence. And he only concludes with the halacha that kavua kechova. Rotsalomar, denogal espal hatfilas nedava, Ukamoshe kasav nu nira. And that's why he left it out. Because that halacha would contradict his whole theory, his whole shita, that Mariv in its essence is Rishus. It's just a chovas gavra that the tzibor is knowing that we are machayev ourselves in this nedava. So therefore, he left out the riff, that halacha. Okay. But I'd like to understand, what was the riff? How does Reb Chaim understand this riff? What's he talking about? It's Rishus, then it becomes Chaim. I mean, when is it ever Rishus? I mean, the whole thing sounds strange. I mean, you can't get a more classic Reb Chaim than right here. With nice, simple facts. He drops this thing on you, wants to make this, show you that's exactly why the Rambam left out this halacha. It's all like very beautiful. But the very idea, what is he talking about? Does he be nice if he could explain what he means by any of this? It reminds me like what the Rav said, that if Rav Chaim would have edited his Chedushim any more than he did already, they would be simply impossible to understand. Although it sounds like he got pretty close to that point. I think I've mentioned to you guys in the past, I remember when I was in Me'ila in 1977, he was doing a Reb Chaim there, and he had the Reb Chaim's notebooks from his father. And he said that if he wouldn't have read the notebooks and seen Reb Chaim speak about it, you know, with more explanation, he said he would never been able to understand what he wrote in the Chiddushei Reb Chaim. That's the Rav talking. See, the way Reb Chaim understood the riff, and definitely Reb Chaim saw it as one shita, is like this. That really, based on Tehillim and the pasuk in Daniel, Zimnin Tlasa, I think that's the Gemara in Brachas quotes that on Daf Lamed Aleph. And the Tehillim is Erev Avoka Bitzarayim, Asicha Ve'ehema. That definitely the character of each tefillah is the same. They're all chova. Every tefillah is chova. That's Erev Avoka Vitzarayim. That is when a person must daven, must pray. But when it comes to Mariv, Arvis, because of the fact that it doesn't have a corresponding korban in Migdash, and there is a corresponding avodas korban, the matir not to be mispalel mariv is very broad. And in practical terms, it's Rishus. In other words, a person can avail themselves of basically anything and not be mispal. It has a different obligation. And that's what he means also at the end, chova delesa, aval mitzvah ika. There is a mitzvah. The character of the tefillah is chova. but the obligation is different. It's not an obligation of chov because the mati or not to be mispal marav is just simply across the board. But it is a chefta shel chova. So now what the Rif says is like this. Mariv is Rishus. Kaimalon Arvis is Rishus. Hanamili Delot Salilai. That's if you avail yourself of the Matir. But the moment you engage in the tefillah, then the character of the tefillah automatically emerges as a tefillas chova. That's the entity. Nases chova me'eleha. From the very nature of the chefza, it's a chefza shel tefillas chova. And that's why if you make a mistake, you have to go back because you engaged in a tefillas chova. The minute you engage in a tefillas chova, you have to produce that tefillas chova correctly. And if you make a mistake, you got to go back. You didn't avail yourself of the matir and not daven at all. Now, that explains the first part. Now, according to Reb Chaim, although he doesn't articulate this, the second half of the riff now is Tashlumin. Tov Elohis Spalel. Arvis, right? Then your Mispalel Shachrish Tayim. Why? Because in Ta'ah, you didn't avail yourself of the Matir. You made a mistake. You didn't daven. But you didn't avail yourself of any matir. So that's exactly why you're chayev in shachris too. The minute you don't avail yourself of the matir, there is a mitzvah to daven this tefillas chova. So that's exactly why you're chayev in tashlumin. And the same thing, of course, will also explain Sharilei Hemyone. Sharilei Hemyone means you're availing. That's exactly what the Gemara says, that if you hold Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Sharilei Hemyone, you're availing yourself of a matir. Now, that's the original formulation. Veha'idna nog alma l'shavilei chova. But now the Minig Yisrael is not to avail themselves, not to have any broad matir for Mariv, to treat the chovas Mariv no different than Shachras and Mincha. So now the broad matir for Mariv practically no longer exists because of the Minig. That's the chovas Gavra. So it's the exact opposite of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the very Chefza Shel Mariv of Arvis is qualitatively different. It's a different entity. And the only thing that's Mechayev you is a separate Kabbalas Chiyev on the Gavra, Minig Yisrael. But according to the Rif, no, the entity was always an entity of Chova. But Rishus just meant, insofar as the nature of the Chova, it was a different Chova, a different mitzvah than Shachar Semincha. So they're polar opposites insofar as how they view the institution, the Takanas Mariv, Arvis, of Anshei Knesset HaGedola. And now Reb Chaim shows you that's exactly why you could see that the Rambam understood the Rif very well. And that's exactly why he omitted in his history of Tefillah, in Perek Aleph, he omits that halacha of Hana Mili Delot Salile. But if Yitzalile, Shavile Chova. Because that's the idea where you didn't avail yourself of a matir. So then the Cheftza is Chova Me'eleha. But according to Rambam, that would be a Tartis Asri to his whole understanding of Maariv. And he realized, and that's exactly why he left that one out. So now Reb Chaim shows you that the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Vav emerges from his whole understanding of Maariv, and you could see that by going back to the beginning where he formulates the evolution of Tefillah from Anshei Knesset Hagadola. That's exactly why he left out that very halacha. That's what Reb Chaim showing you. So now David's asking, what do you do with the first Gemara in Tefillas HaShachar, where it's dealing right with the very din of Tashlumin, right? Tov Reb Yochanan, Tov Elo Espal Arvis, Espal Shachris, Espal Shachris Shtayim, right? Tov Elo Espal Shachris, Espal Mincha Shtayim. Then the Gemara asks about Mincha, and the Gemara says, Amar Reb Yochanan. I'm reading the Rif now. Toshma, Dama Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Dama Rav Yitzchak, Dama Rav Yochanan, Tov Elo Espal Mincha, Yispal Arvis Shtayim. Ve'im Bazeh Mishum, Ova Yom Batal Karbono. Right. Vidafka b'deshachach. Now it doesn't sound like that the Rif is only talking about that last case. He means all the cases. Be hard to say he's only talking about Mincha Tamarev. It sounds like he's talking about all the cases. Plain pshat. Vidafka b'deshachach. Aval b'meizid lo. Va'olav ne'mar. Ma'uvos lo yuchol iskon v'chesron lo yuchol himanos. So David's asking, but if the person was saying he has a right, according to the Rif, Rishus means to avail himself of a matir, so then why are we saying that b'mezid, which is the very case where we're saying he doesn't have to make it up. Because he availed, mazid means he availed himself of the matir. Right? So what's wrong? But the answer is like this. That's exactly what he says. Aval b'dafka b'deshachach. When do we say this tashlumin? When it's shachach? When he didn't avail himself of the matir. So that's why he has a chiyuv and he has to do tashlumin. But b'mezid, no, he can't make it up. V'alav ne'mar mu'uvas lo yuchol iskon. Meaning, according to the Rif, if you learn this way according to Reb Chaim, what it's telling you is, it's true that you had a right to do it. But nevertheless, it's a ma'uvos. The fact that you availed yourself of such a heter, and you didn't, and you chose not to daven Maariv, don't think that there's no consequence. Don't look at it like as if nothing happened here. It's not true. It's true halachically, you could do it. It's true. But there is there's something wrong, and you can never make it up. You took a heter, you didn't daven Maariv, but there is a chisaron in the perfection of the gavra. It's mu'uvos lo yuchol iskon. He can't fix it. That's how you think you'd have to learn the Rif.
Why can you do
it? It's according to the Rif. What we're saying is, according to the Rif, Ta, right? Shachach. That's where you have Tashlumin. Now, why is that according to the Rif? Why don't you also have, you know what I mean? Why is it limited to that case? Because we're saying it's limited to that case because that's a case where the person didn't avail himself of the matir. But if he did avail himself of the matir, he's okay. So David's asking, one second, what do you mean he's okay? But the Gemara says, move us lo yuchal iskam. But the answer is, it's not saying move us lo yuchal iskam that he was wrong, you know, al pi din. It just means move us lo yuchal iskam that if you went ahead and you availed yourself of a matia for whatever reasons, as frivolous as they may be, right? Or maybe that's exactly the point, that if it's really frivolous, it's a lack. Al pi din, you could do it. That's what Marav Rishus means. But
you learn that if there was a real...
There's again, according to the Rif, you're really saying the entity is Chova. And that's why the minute you engage it, you're involved in a Chova, Me'eleha. It's a Chova. The very nature of the Cheft is a Chova. There's no difference in his the way he understands the formulation. It's very similar, by the way, to Tosis. They're in the same ballpark. Because they both maintain that there is that there's a mitzvah here. But according to the Rif, it's saying it's a Chefta Shel Chova. And therefore, the minute you engage it, you're engaged in a Chova. But the idea of Rishus means not that there's a mitzvah, like he says at the end, there is a mitzvah. There is a chiyuv. The only thing is, Rishus means it's a broad-based heter. I haven't changed anything I said from the beginning. That's the Rif. I haven't changed the Rif. According to Rif, it's... I mean, simple in this way, you know, in this formulation. It's this. I'll say it again. According to the Rif, Mariv is a chova, is a tfilas chova as much as Shachros and Mincho. Erev Avokav Tzarayim. That's it. There are three entities of tfilah that correspond to three parts of the day. And a person has a mitzvah to daven these three. The only difference is that Shachris and Mincha have no matir of any kind, except very specific ones. They do. They actually do have a matir. Habo min aderech. In other words, where the guy will be tarred. You know, those kind of heterim. Okay? Like those kind of heterim. Tzarche tzibor. Osek b'tzarchei tzibor. Things like that. But Mariv is different that it has simply a broad... The person could avail himself of any reason not to daven Mariv. But the minute he engages in Mariv, so he's engaging in Tfilas Chova. So any mistakes, he has to go back. Now, what about the Din Tashlumin? Yeah, the Din Tashlumin is because he has a chiyuv to do it. Now, he made a mistake. If he made a mistake, he didn't avail of a shachach, he didn't avail himself of a heter. So that's why the mitzvah is still chal upon him. So that's why he's chayuv to do it in Shachris Shtayim. But in Mezid, he won't be chayuv in the morning. Because Mezid means he consciously availed himself of some reason not to do it. But in Mezid already, he subjects himself to Mu'uvas lo yuchal iskam. Now, according to the way Reb Chaim's learning, Mu'uvas lo yuchal iskam is not the normal way we think of it, that the guy violated a chiyuv he had. No. It's muvas lo yuchal iska because he lacked in the being an omei lifnei Hashem when he should have availed himself of it. But he didn't. Did he have a right not to avail himself? Yes, he did. It's reshus. But just because it's al pidin, he could do it, doesn't mean it's not a muvas lo yuchal iska. Oseik b'tzarchei tzibor is considered to be a greater involvement than tefillah. That's a different analysis.
Why do you have to go so
far? Chaim, according to you, if you want to create a new category, there's ta, which equals shachach, then there's on the other extreme is mazid, and then there's something in the middle where you avail yourself of a heter, right? That's what you want to set up. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand. But so why is the halacha, so isn't like, according to you, shouldn't it be like ikar chasim and asayif for a little bit? So it's you want to learn the riff that tov elo ispalel chayev shtayim, like we said, because you didn't avail yourself of a heter. Okay. Now, what's your next category? Well, you have a good reason not to do it. Whatever reason. It's some reason. Some reason. And when you have that reason, then, of course, you do not have to make it up in the morning because you availed yourself of a heter. But then there's mazid where the guy just simply refused to do it. He had no reason. Right? I mean, what are you going to say? He's like, he just doesn't like davening. Because I guess any other thing's going to be a reason. It's just hard the way you formulate. I think you, where is that category?
I mean, I wouldn't really categorize it as a middle one.
I guess what bothers me is that the riff says v'dafka b'deshachach aval b'mezid lo. It sounds to me that the riff only has two possibilities: either shachach or mezid. Whereas you want to say no. It should have been v'dafka b'deshachach, oh, you know, and now you need another way to express it, whatever you're going to call that. Oh, hayalo shara d'chika, or I don't know, something, or some other, some category. Or hayadachak, or hayatarud, something like that. Aval b'mezid lo. But the riff really only has, it's very binary. Shachach or mezid. So that's why I was learning that mezid could even be where you avail yourself of a heter, not to daven. That's mezid. That's a conscious thing you decided not to daven. And that's true. You could do that. But for whatever reasons you did it, whether you're a lahachasnik or for this reason, the bottom line is, you have a lack. Move a slow yuchaliska. You'll never be able to fix that up. A person shouldn't skip Maariv, even though he might have a right to. Just because you have a right, al pi halacha, to do it, doesn't mean it's a good thing. But the Chachamim formulated it that way because of the reason, as I told you from the start, that they couldn't create, according to the sheet of Rishus, that they couldn't create an absolute typical halachic chova when there's no carbon that corresponds to it. And yet, there is a concept of a cheftza of Erev Avoka Vitzarayim. So this is the way the halacha emerged. According to the Mandama, holds Rishus. But according to you, I understand why you want to say what you want to say, but it seems to me that the Rif didn't express it that way. Because he says v'dafka b'deshachach. Those are fighting words. Seems he's very clear. Only shachach is a reason to do tashlumen. That you can do tashlumen, or you should do tashlumen. That would be my argument. I don't know that I have a... Well, let me leave it like that. right, let's think about this point. What's the last part of the Reb Chaim? I mean, of that paragraph? As I told you, the second paragraph is a totally different topic, really. So what does he say? Let's just finish it up. Va'ayin od v'perek gimel mehilchas tefila shekasav Rambam tefilas ha'erev afli she'ein achova hamespalosa bezmana hamespalosa zmana mitchilas ha'layla ad shiyale omer ha'shachar. Hamispalo tfila kodem zmana lo yatsa yedei chovaso v'chozer hamispalo sa bizmana v'chule v'yesh lo lispalo tfilas arvish shol Shabbos berav Shabbos kozem shetishka chama, right? Lefish tfilas arvish rishus. A Reb Chaim doesn't give you the rest, right? And therefore what? Ein medaktik in bizmana. But that's not his point. So what is? We'll come back to that, but what does Reb Chaim want to show from that? Hare lahedji the Dasa Rambam the Tfilas Arvis din reshus v'din nedava Allah gam b'shah shemispalosa. That's what he wants to show you. That even when you're actually engaged in the tefillah, it has a shame reshus, and that's why you could be mocked him ein medaktik in bezmana. Whereas if it was a cheftza shel chova, that would be impossible. I mean, that needs to be explained, but Reb Chaim just wants to show you that logical point, that step, that even when you're being mispalel, it's considered a rishus. I mean, it's very sharp how he does that. Like, he avoids the other problem, which everyone gets involved in, and he just wants to show his point that according to the Rambam, the tefillah never gets translated from a rishus into a chova. Vahainu kitaime dimitztarefes im tefillas rishus unedava v'chad mina ninu. There's the Rambam is completely consistent. Wherever you turn in the Rambam, you'll see this idea. Vaharivit sham hisi v'kasav she'ein roi lasos kane. El Tzorach Shah. Vahainu Kitas Harif. Delo Havya Chad Mina im Nedava. Uvishas Hatfila Choseris Lios Chova Meleha. But why does the Ravid not like that? Because since it's a Cheftza Shel Chova, the minute you engage in it, because that's its nature. So therefore, you have no right to be mispalel all of a sudden in a different zman. It should stick to rigid rules. All right, Reb Chaim, of course, doesn't explain what exactly that issue is about. But that's what he's trying to show you. That the Rambam could have a... what should I say? A certain leniency. I don't know if that's the right word. But the Rambam could have a different idea of Zman because the entity is a different entity. It's an entity of Rishus. Whereas if it's a Tfilas Chova, Erev Avokavit Saharayim, then it's very rigid. Why exactly the Ravid says that Bishas, what does he say? Tzorach Shah, why he could do it, that's a good question. It could be means that Tzorach Shah, he means then you can hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and you can do it after Plaga Mincha. It could mean that's what he means. You should normally be concerned, all right, whatever. But that's not Reb Chaim. Okay? But that's what Reb Chaim wants to show you. That the Rambam's, wherever you look at the world of Mariv, one thing will become clear to you, that according to the Rambam, it is in its essence a Cheftza Shel Rishus. It's completely a different min tefila than Shachris and Mincha, as opposed to the Rif and the Ravid. That's what he wants to show you. And with that hint, I mean, or that idea, That's how we're explaining, even though he doesn't really explain the riff, that's what we're doing. I mean, that's what Rebbe did, you know what I mean? That's what I'm showing you. Now, once you understand that, now it throws the whole riff into a different light. That's what it means, chova me'eleha. And then the whole riff proceeds along those lines, and it's one shita. You also see an interesting thing, that you see that Reb Chaim, again, he doesn't talk about it, but you see that he was not frightened off by right? And there's, he doesn't learn the riff like Rabbeinu Yonah at all. He clearly is not learning it's two different shitas. No, it's one shita. It's one consistent shita. Yeah. But maybe we should take, you know, unless you want to think about it, we should just explain what I think from here, from this Reb Chaim, he's also now giving you a hint what the Rambam means that you should daven Mariv when Bizmana, which he holds means after Shkia. But since it's Rishus, aim at Dr. Kibizmana, and you could daven sometimes, if you want, you could daven Marv earlier. He's giving you a hint here. He's definitely pointing you how to solve that problem. There's a lot more in this Reb Chaim that meets the eye. I think it's really like Reb Chaim, this is why it's Reb Chaim. He had a whole different way to look at this, and he's trying to show you that the Rambam and the Riff are two different worlds. That's what Reb Chaim's really showing you in this first paragraph. It's a whole different way of looking at it. And then the second part, he wants to show you there's a whole new way to look at the Rivet. Not the Kesef Mishas way, although he doesn't say it openly, but you see that's what he did. He learns the Ein Kan Nachas Ruach is a totally different Ein Kan Nachas Ruach than the Kesef Mishnah. Of course, it fits into his whole piece, whatever, but that's what he's trying to show you. It's up to you guys. You want to finish the Reb Chaim? I'll finish it. It's up to you guys. What do you want to do? You want to finish it? Okay, next week we'll do the second half of the rush that we started on this Tfilas Arvis Rishus. And the Tosis Yishonim, we also did half of that. We didn't do the second half of that. They could be mirrors of each other, but we'll take a look. And we're going to finish up just look at all the Rambams. We also mentioned the Rambam Perek Vav, so we're going to take that up next week as well. Okay, very good.